ready.
Welcome to Living in Hi-Fi. I'm Steve.
And I'm Felicity. This is a podcast about records. Today's album is Cheerful Little Earful by Johnny Garnieri from 1958 on Camden Records, catalog number CAL345.
All right, so no sooner did we talk about this album for our Ray Conniff episode than I received a copy of it from my mother-in-law, so thank you. However, this copy that we received is a different pressing than the other jacket that we had of it. And it has a different cover, but they are both sort of in the same vein. And as it turns out, this album is sort of right in the Living in Hi-Fi wheelhouse. So, Felicity, do you want to tell us what these albums look like?
Yeah, so the original album that we bought, the sleeve is so super cute. It has this girl in, she's kind of got like, she might have her hair pulled back in her ponytail with some bangs hanging down and eyeliner in the kind of late 50s way, little cat eye makeup, and she's got a sort of grin on her face. And on the side, there's a man towards one ear whispering in one ear, and then there's a man on the other side with a hand up to his ear, like she's being whispered through. And it's her expression is just so cute. It looks like they're all up to something, honestly. And then the other album, which contains the album that we have, it's a sort of pink wash. And the the portrait is in black and white over this pink wash. And there's a lady sort of leaning over, leaning into this guy, and appearing to whisper in his ear. So there's a little bit of the theme is whispering into men's ears in this, album art. And then both of the sleeves on the back make this look like a bargain album. Like, it's like, look at RCA Camden. We have all sorts of music. We've got classical music. We've got pop music. We've got mood music. And so it's not, there's no information about Johnny Garnieri or his group on the back of either sleeve. It's more about like, hey, we've got really hi-fi recordings here at RCA Camden.
Yeah, my theory is, and we could talk a little bit more about this when we get to the bio, but I think that this may be sort of a compilation of Johnny Garnieri productions. It looks like maybe he released most of his stuff as singles or 78s or something.
That's possible.
And so this might just be sort of an album that wasn't, you know, sort of originally conceived as an album, but just a, you know, compilation of his songs.
And it appears to be on this Camden series designed for dancing. So it that makes sense that it could be like a compilation of danceable tunes by Garnieri. To expand their sort of sampler collection of music for dancing.
All right, well, why don't we get to our first clip? So my pick is the third track on side A, I Love Louisa. So let's take a listen. That this song was really enjoyable. I liked how it sort of, it's sort of swinging. and reminds me a little bit of the hot jazz that I enjoy of Stefan Grappelli and Django Reinhardt. And sort of contrary to a lot of this era jazz that features the clarinet, like Benny Goodman or whatever, typically I'm not really a huge clarinet fan, but I really like it here and definitely makes me want to dance, so I guess it was a good pick for this series. What do you think, Felicity?
Yeah, also a big fan of the clarinet on this whole album, and I wish I knew who it is playing the clarinet. It reminds me of Artie Shaw's band. And yeah, it's like, it's got a nice swing to it. The version of I Love Louisa that I'm familiar with most is on this compilation of Fred Astaire songs that I have. And he has he used to sing that song with his sister when they danced in vaudeville. And he puts this very corny, German accent on with the lyrics. And I really like that this one is played a little bit more straight and is not, it doesn't have that camp that Fred Astaire puts on it. It's really jazzy and danceable. Yeah.
Yeah, I think actually, I picked the song and, it was one of the standouts, I think, on this album, but I was a little hesitant to pick it. And I think in retrospect, I think it was for just that reason that I sort of associate the song with that little bit of sort of campiness that Fred Astaire puts into it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Now I'm glad that I did pick it.
Yeah.
All right. So do you want to tell us a little bit about Johnny Guarnieri?
Yeah. So he was born March 23rd in 1917, and he played with the George Hall Orchestra in 1937. And, with Benny Goodman in 1939 and Artie Shaw in 1940. So he's got this history of playing with a lot of big band orchestras. And so I think you can definitely hear that on this album, even though it's a smaller group of musicians, it has sort of that classic big band jazz sound. And he's known for his fusion of jazz and classical piano. And one of the things he's really known for is playing standards in 5/4 time. I'll talk about that in a little bit more in a moment. So in the 1940s, after he had played with these big bands, he also just was really busy recording with other artists. He had this group called Johnny Guarnieri's Swing Men, and then he also had this other trio project. And so he was just making a ton of music in the 1940s, working with a variety of people. And then in the 1950s, he was hired by NBC to do music for their television programmings. And so he was in New York at that time at the New York location of NBC, making music for all sorts of shows and playing on their live shows as well. And surprisingly, neither versions of our album or albums that we have here, our 1.5 albums, neither of those are listed on Discogs. So it's interesting that he was a super prolific musician. I think I read that he had something 3,000 recordings under his name, but I haven't ever heard of him before. I think that's kind of interesting. And much of his later life he spent as a jazz teacher, and from the 1960s until his death, he played at piano bars as a soloist in LA where he lived. And then he died in 1985.
All right. Well, why don't we take a listen to your clip? Let's see, what'd you pick?
I picked Anything Goes.
And this is on side B, track 3 on side B, I think. So let's take a listen. Thank you. Felicity, what do you think?
I think this is a really wonderful example of Johnny Guarnieri's sort of like low-key shredding of the piano. Like, because this album is of this Designed for Dancing series, I don't think there's any track that uses 5/4 time for like the entirety of the song, but I can tell in this piece that he is really manipulating the rhythms when he's playing solo on the piano. And so, but it's like, it's so relaxed though. It's not like overworked. It's not like, it doesn't really sound like he's showing off. It's more like this sense of like internal playfulness. Like he's just playing complicated things for the sheer delight of it, and because it's fun to play with the melody and like what's going on with the other instruments, it really it just got this nice sense of playfulness to it, but it's still really easy to listen to.
I agree. I think that this track really shows Johnny Guarnieri's virtuosity, and like you mentioned, it is a bit understated, which you know, sort of carries over into the arrangement as well. It's sort of simple, but I think it's very effective. And yeah, I find this track very enjoyable. I think maybe the highlight of the disc. So yeah, overall, it's unfortunate. I mean, we have, you know, as you mentioned, sort of 1.5 copies of this because our original copy didn't have the actual disc in it. But both of our albums are sort of not super great quality, I would say. You know, they're both maybe like good quality on the cover. Our original one has some writing right in the middle of it. The second one has, you know, some significant seam splits. But the disc itself, I think, is, you know, pretty good. It's good to have in our collection, and particular delight because I was never, you know, never really sure what it was. And so now that mystery has finally been solved. And yeah, like I mentioned, I think it turns out that this is sort of the perfect kind of album to feature on this podcast. And I definitely like that it is very relaxing, sort of in the vein of Sidney Lipton or Sven Asmussen. And it definitely has a great cover. And so, you know, really, what's not to like? What do you think, Felicity?
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, this is like exactly... this is like quintessential living in hi-fi experience where I'm like, oh, this is a super charming looking cover. And then we take it home. And in fact, it is just like entirely delightful, easy listening jazz. Like, it's awesome. It's really like lighthearted, but it's still like musically like surprisingly good. Like the technical magic of the piano is awesome, but it's also like super sweet to listen to, so it's great.
Yeah, I think that this is definitely one to pick up, and I know that I will be keeping my eyes out for a better quality copy. And I just want to say that the All Music guy doesn't have any idea what they're talking about when they gave this 2 stars. What do you think?
2 stars?
Yeah,
man, it's rough. Yeah, I definitely recommend it, and I'm going to keep my eye out as well for more Johnny Guarnieri albums, because it's really, you know, what a wonderful musician, and I really am curious to hear more of his, like, 5/4 and more of his, like, play with standards.
Yeah, so for more information, you can visit our show notes at livinginhifi.com/episode/32. As always, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Living in Hi-Fi. For longer correspondence, you can email us at feedback@livinginhifi.com. And next week, we have something that seems to be right in the vein of our podcast. It appears to be some exotica, but it has a little twist. So stay tuned, and thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.